It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In our last study, we started looking at the white throne. This is where the unrighteous will stand to have sentence pronounced upon them. And we've seen many things concerning that, and one of the things that we saw was something called the Book of Life. The Book of Life, not death. And as we think of this, as we look and we start considering this at this point, at the white throne, it's too late for a person to have his or her name written in the Book of Life. It's over with. The Book of Life is further evidence against the person who has not passed from death into life, because they never received Christ as Savior. And because of this, their name will not be found in the Book of Life. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 11 says, "And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son." John 5:24, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." And then Jeremiah chapter 21 and verse 8 says, "And unto this people thou shalt say, thus saith the Lord, behold, I set before you the way of life and the way of death." Today, we have the way of life set before us, and the way of life is the Lord Jesus Christ. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 5 says, "He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels." Now, he that overcometh, that is the person who has trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. In a sense, they've overcome the devil. We who are saved have overcome the devil, not by our own strength, but by the strength of the Lord Jesus Christ. Revelation chapter 13 and verse 8, it says, "And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him." Now, we've studied about the tribulation, and this would be the beast of the tribulation, those people. Worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. These people who come out of the tribulation, who have worshiped the beast, they are now standing at the white throne judgment to be judged. Revelation chapter 20 and verse 13. And we see that the people, those who will be standing there, those who will be bowing the knee at the white throne, notice this in Revelation 20 and verse 13. "And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works." And I remind you that in Luke chapter 16 that we read of a rich man who went to hell. The Bible says, "And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments." Well, that rich man who died and went to hell is there today. He's there being tormented. For all eternity, he will come out of there to be cast into the lake of fire. That's not happened yet. He's still in hell. He's still in torment. The Bible teaches us that there is no escape. Think of hell as a holding cell for those who have never trusted Jesus Christ to this point, up to eternity. Those people are held there until sentence will be pronounced upon them. That sentence will be pronounced upon them at the white throne judgment. Let me read Revelation 20 and verse 13 again. "And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works." This is at the white throne. Another reason we know that the white throne judgment is not for the saved is because we are not saved by works, but by and through the Lord Jesus Christ. Titus chapter 3 and verse 5 says this, "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Well, at the white throne, there will be no place to hide. No place to hide because judgment is coming. Revelation chapter 20, verses 14 and 15. Now, we've read this, and we've looked at this, but notice this. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Well, there's good news here. After the white throne, there is no more hell. The bad news is there will be a lake of fire that never stops burning. And notice this. Everything representing sin will be cast into the lake of fire. Now, the lake of fire, sin, death, hell. This is the second death. Every person who has ever lived and died without Christ as Savior will be cast into the lake of fire. And this includes all those who have been in hell before the white throne judgment. There is no escape from the penalty of sin. For the wages of sin is death, according to Romans chapter 6 and verse 23. And sad as it may be, all those who refuse the free gift of God will be in eternal torment, never able to pay off their sin debt. Somebody has to pay the sin debt. Christ is the only one who can pay off a person's sin debt, paid in full. The Bible says, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord, Romans 6, 23. Well, how did he pay? How did Jesus Christ pay for our sin? Romans chapter 5 and verse 8 says, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18 says, for Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Well, now, eternity continues. The white throne judgment has taken place, and those people who have never trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior have been cast into the lake of fire. And now, eternity continues. Well, let me remind you that a dispensation does not depend upon a specific period of time, but rather how man takes care of God's world. Well, we now study what I believe to be another dispensation. It is for certain there is no period of time to be dealt with in eternity. And in the case of different dispensations, we have a tendency to place a certain time period for each one of them. And we see things as controlled by time. Well, God is not controlled by time. And living in the present, here and now, we sometimes view eternity as dealing with time. Well, let me remind you that eternity never began. Eternity will never end. We are now living in eternity, but not the eternity we think of as the future. In reality, all dispensations take place during eternity. We in the future eternity will not view eternity as a time period, but rather time without end. Eternity future will be a continuation of God's plan. Well, notice with me in Revelation chapter 21 and verse 1. It says, and I saw, this is John speaking, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Well, in that verse, we see there's a new heaven and a new earth. Things have been changed. There's no more sea. There's no need of these things now. No need of the sea, because we have a new heaven and a new earth. And we see the New Jerusalem. And as we study this about New Jerusalem, New Jerusalem cannot be heaven because it comes down from God's heaven. Revelation chapter 21 and verse 2. So many people call New Jerusalem heaven, and that is not true, because New Jerusalem comes down from God out of heaven. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Revelation 21 and verse 2. I've said this before, that God has always had a plan. And we see God's plan unfolded again here as we study the dispensation of eternity. We see His glory. See, God's plan all along has been that He receive glory, honor, power, and pleasure from every created person, everything created. And this includes everything, including man. Revelation 4:11 says, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created." Everything was created for God, for His pleasure. You see, many think at the end of the millennium, God's plan changes. But nowhere are we told in the Word of God that God has changed His mind concerning His plan. Well, what is His plan? Genesis chapter 1 and verse 31 says, "And God saw everything that He had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day." You see, God's plan is that man would live on earth in the dispensation of eternity. His plan was that man would live on this earth forever, but Satan came along, as we read in the book of Genesis, and man gave in to Satan and gave up his right to be the one who was over this world, who would take care of God's economy in the way God wanted it to be taken care of. Today, we see man running here and there and everywhere and not taking care of God's business, but looking at it and taking care of it as we would use the term humanist, the devil's way instead of God's way. Revelation chapter 21 and verse 3 says, "And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people." We're talking about eternity. "And God Himself shall be with them in eternity and be their God." This is with man. "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes." Their means men's eyes. "And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." Now notice this. We read of nations in Revelation chapter 21 and verse 24, where it says, "And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor unto it." We're speaking about the New Jerusalem, not heaven, but the New Jerusalem. Nations, these are Gentiles, will be present in the dispensation of eternity. And then, once again, God has never been taken by surprise. God's plan, those who have their names in the Lamb's Book of Life will be in eternity. Revelation chapter 21, verse 27, "They which are written in the Lamb's Book of Life will be there with God." I wonder if you have trusted Him as your Lord and Savior. You need to call upon Him today. Please do not go to hell. Please do not be cast into the lake of fire. Call upon Him today. "Oh Lord, forgive me, for I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. Please come into my heart. As best I know how, Lord, I'm asking You to save me right now." If you'll pray a prayer like that, God says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved."
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.